Well, I explained the situation to the board, and they were, had a positive attitude about pursuing something like this. And it wouldn't be just for the teachers; it'd also be for the full-time support staff as well. And we think that, you know, it'd be a way, just one more way to attract teachers to our district. We can't compete with the city schools for the salaries, but if they knew they could bring, you know, their child to the district and have them attend one of the district schools while they worked here, we feel that maybe more teachers would be willing to come here and teach. So we're going to continue to explore the idea. You know, there are a lot of regulations in this area, so we have to, you know, have a hearing and fill out some paperwork, and then the board has to vote on it, and then we submit the paperwork to the state, and then they'll get back to us with a final answer. And I think it's something that the Mercer County School District is waiting on from ISBE right now, so we'd be right behind them.
And then as far as, you know, the existing staff members in the Sherrard School District that live outside of the district, have you had some interest from them to say, boy, we'd like to see something like this, and maybe we'd send our children to school here?
Right. Well, we have one right now for sure who would do something like that, and I'm sure maybe there are two or three others who would. We don't think that this will get us 20 or 30 students, but we do think it will get us a handful of students. And so I think that it'd be a positive thing and something that current staff members would take advantage of, and maybe future staff members would consider working here because of it.